we was established, developed, and all were big leaders, how that they seem to be turning their back and leaning to their own understanding. And the Bible says not to lean to your own understanding. I thought about how that over in Exodus chapter 14, how that God was lining it up to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, but how that they got stiff-necked and they wanted, but the topic that I've got tonight is we're perishing for the lack of knowledge. That's in Hosea, but I've thought about this in Exodus chapter 14, how that God was a director and God had done all of these miracles, had performed all of these before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was told him, you get out of here, or in other words, you go. And so they was led out. And on their way out, they began to be in doubt, more or less like we are. And they said, is not this the word that he did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone? That's verse 12 of 14. That we may serve the Egyptians. They was saying, we'd rather stay here because there is no graves in Egypt. So leave us alone that we might stay here. A little bit of trouble. Seems like that, you know, God meant it to drive us toward him, but we allowed to drive us away from him. And that's not right. He said to serve, it's better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And listen here, Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And on down here, this is what got me. In verse 14 of 14, it said, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. See, God's not expecting us to do anything except to be his vessel. God will fight the battles for us. But it went, got down to verse 15. This is really caught my eye, Brother Lenny. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? See, Moses was crying to him. He said, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. We're not going forward at all. Seems like we've regressed rather than progressed. We've went backwards 50 or 75 years in the United States of America. Amen? We letting anything and everything happen. Now, I want to tell you something. If you've not got any background, you want a backbone, you won't stand up for anything. And we're that way in the United States. We're petting every religion there is. We're petting every radical. We don't want to say anything about it. We just allow them to do this, allow them to kill this, allow them to do that, and won't say anything about it. But I believe the Bible said to rebuke and exhort with all long suffering. We're supposed to tell it like it is. When we begin to pet the enemy, that gives him the assurance that he's got a little more leeway that he can get in our life. Amen? Amen. How many knows that when you get to feeling bad, if you're not careful, you'll get feeling a little bit worse when you get yourself into a pity party? Amen. Same way about the enemy. You begin to pet him and allow him to have his way. Tomorrow you might be in a hospital. Amen. Because he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, but lift up thy rod. And I told you this once before. And everybody said, stretch your rod out over the sea. Now listen, that's not what he said. He said, lift up your rod. He's got his rod in his hand, normally in his right hand. He said, lift up your rod. Then he says, put your hand out. See the picture? See, we're being destroyed for the lack of understanding and knowledge. We won't accept. We want to picture it in our own mind how things are going. But he said, lift up your rod. How can he lift up his rod and put out his hand too? Singular. Put your hand out, and the waters divided. And then when they went across on dry land, then he turned him again. And he said, put your hand back out over the water. Did he not? He did not say put your hands. He said put your. See, we're being destroyed. We don't want to understand anything. Evidently, we're on the fifth or sixth grade mentality when it comes to learning. All of us are in the. We act like we're in a college degree level, but we're still really we're on the fifth or sixth grade level. Because when the word speaks to you, the word will do a work inside of you if you'll open your mind to the understanding. But most of us, we capture what we think it ought to be, and our mind could not be persuaded if a bulldog got a hold of us. Shake your head like that if you agree with me. We are, if I might have used some of the expression of the hillbilly expression, we are so logger-headed that we'll not be changed no matter what. Amen? Stay with me. Now listen, when he stuck his hand out over the sea, the waters came back and destroyed the Egyptians. We know that. Amen? Now, let's go over to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. I said all of that to get into this. Hosea was one of the 12 minor prophets. Hosea knew exactly what was happening to Israel, and he began to jot it down. Now, the minor prophets are not saying that they was little in stature or they didn't have the power. It just meant that they was writing smaller books. They still had the same power of God. They still got the same revelations. They still knew all about what God was doing, and they had a personal relationship with God. But Hosea said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, he said, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Now, the priest was the ones that was polluted. We've got people in the United States that's carrying the title of minister or leader of an organization that's got more pollution in their life than any normal layman in the church ever thought about having. They said, oh, you don't ought to talk like that. Listen, when a leader of a big organization can come down the stairs in a hospital and allow his wife to go up to one of his members that's been a member all their life and never go up to see her, something is wrong with the ministry in this United States of America. If we cannot have compassion one for another, where are we at? Amen? All right, let me get into this. They're perishing because of lack of understanding. We don't want to understand. We already know it all. Amen? That's the way we act. That's the way we act, like we've already got it. You ask my little grandson anything, he knows everything. He can drive a car. He can fly a plane. I give him a handsaw the other day, and he says, Peppo, I can saw anything you want me to saw. He almost sawed his leg off. But he can saw anything and do anything. That's the mentality that we've got in the United States of America. The guy that I worked for 15 half years at the plumbing company, he said, Jack, you know, everybody that comes before me applies for the plumber's position. Nobody wants to start out at the bottom. That's the way we are in the United States. We don't want to start out and learn a little bit and take time. Because, listen, you've got to be taught in order to have knowledge. The Bible says, through the foolishness of preaching, men are saved. But you're destroyed because you've not the knowledge of the Word of God. And if I don't like his looks, or if I don't like the way he is, I'll not listen to him. Now listen here. I'm not the prettiest man in the world, the best looking man in the world, not the tallest man in the world, not the heaviest or the skinniest. But listen, the Word of God is still established no matter who brings it forth. We need to be open-minded and allow the Word to do what the Lord wants. The Word will cleanse us. The Word will make us that God would have us to be. God sees potential in every one of us. That's why he's ascending the Word our way, so that we can climb up the ladder and let that potential flow out of us. You want rivers of living water to flow out of you? You get the knowledge of God down inside of you. You have compassion one for another, the Bible says. But we don't do that. I'll get my degree, I'll get my title, I'll get my little minister's license, and I'll put it in my pocket, and praise God, I know it all. You just got yourself in an attitude that you can't be taught. You'll never learn anything because, listen, the humble yourself. You've got to be before God in humbleness. You've got to be down there where God can work with you. Oh, you cannot preach if you're not preachable. You cannot teach if you're not teachable. Now, come on. That's exactly the way it has to be. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know what knowledge is? I began to search it out, and I went to the Strong's Dictionary, and I went to all the concordances that I've got. Knowledge is to recognize, to understand completely in its past tense. It frequently means to know in the sense of realizing. Boy, that's powerful, ain't it? I broke it down. In the New Testament, it frequently indicates a relation between a person knowing and the object known. The hardest thing that I had, Brother Bill, when I was going to school was English. I didn't know where to put the dots, the double disconnect, all this other stuff, divide, the sense, all this other stuff. And that's where we're at today. In the respect, what is known is of value or importance to the one who knows it. That's what knowledge is. Do we want to understand God? Do we want to understand the working of God? Oh, I know that God gave his life for me, but there's a little bit more than that. You don't have to worry. I've been sealed until the day of redemption. I know all of that stuff, but you've got to know a little bit more about God in these days that we live in. We was talking just before church. We ought to be the happiest people in the world. God has centered us out to be in the last time ministry of His church. But we're the saddest bunch of people there ever was. We're worried about this. We're worried about that. We won't make no decisions because I don't know about the election. Who cares about the election? I'm worried about Jesus and not Obama or anybody else. I don't worry about Romney even. I'm worried about Jesus Christ and Him. That's all. That's where your knowledge comes in. You see, you got preachers that say, what in the world are we going to do? And we got people are saying, hey, I've got to have this. I've got to have that. I've worked all my life for this. So be it. You've worked what we all have. Let's get the knowledge of God about us and let's quit worrying about this other stuff. Amen? Simply put, knowledge means learning, according to Mr. Webster. And learning means getting the knowledge of. Do we want to get the knowledge of God? Or do we want to just play games for another 40 years? That's where we're at today because, listen, we're not seeing anybody healed. We're not seeing deaf ears opened. We're not seeing eyes opened. We're just sitting back and our children are being taken over by the enemy. The devil is destroying whole household with this dope thing. It's going in one direction. Every household is affected one way or another. If we have the knowledge of God that we claim that we have, why can't we speak to the enemy and he have to back up? Why can't we speak the word of God and God will come down in the midst of it? It's because that we forgot God. God's going to forget about us. I feel something stirring, Brother Lee. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Woo, Lord have mercy. That has been heard and understood and obtained and applied to our life. Then you've got knowledge. Then you've got knowledge. Listen, what Hosea 1 and 9 says, you are not my people, and I will not be your God. Hosea 1 and 9, the second part of it. If you want to turn your back on God, He'll turn His back on us. And then over in the book of Isaiah 5 and 13, it said, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. We don't want to understand. We don't want to understand. Just like the man that was on the job as I was a training. He said, I already know this simple stuff. I want to get to the complicated stuff. I said, okay, go for it. It's all yours. I'll tell you one time how to do it, see if you can do it. First thing you know, blow the capacitor out of the unit. Brand new unit. See, we don't want to take time with God. We're too busy in this fast-paced world to just slow down just a little bit and allow God to do what God wants to do. God is not being dictated by a bunch of people or a religious organization. God is God, and He always will be God. He's not going to be changed because we got a lot of money. He's not going to be changed because maybe that we've got more than everybody else. God is still going to be God. Well, I've got something here in a minute. You allow me to get through all this hard preliminary stuff. He said, you're going to be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, let's back up here a minute. I've reversed it here, but that's exactly the way I meant for it to go. I'm not confused. Destroyed is the marring of a personal spiritual well-being. Well, I prayed yesterday and nothing happened. I prayed last week and nothing happened. I believe that David prayed, 40 days? And he said, I heard you the first time. Why can't we have the knowledge that God has given us and call upon God? Why can't we keep on ringing the doorbells of heaven? Why do we get disgusted real quick because God won't move on our behalf? Why can't? It's simply because that we lack the knowledge. And we're being destroyed because we're not got that. And the enemy has come in and said, I am somebody, and I'll show you how to go about it. Listen, you know what we're doing? We've got whole states that are turning to religion all the way around and beginning to worship the devil. A satanic, they call it. Proper English, not the devil. Satanic. It's a movement that's going across the United States. I want to tell you something other. If God's not in the arrangement, it's of the other world. And we need to stay away from it. But we won't say anything. We'll allow our kids to wear these different things. We'll allow the kids to go around doing this number, this number, get their I can't even put my... I want to tell you something. All of this means something to this world. And what we're doing is we're letting our children say to the whole world, I love the world more than I love Jesus. We won't say anything as long as they be quiet. We'll shove them in front of the television, and the cartoons are satanic. We'll set them in front of the television, just